Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
Many scientists quickly admit they do not know exactly what a species is. Would you please tell me, since the topic of the debate tonight is common descent the best explanation for the origin of species? Would you please tell me, what is a species exactly? Give me a foolproof, airtight definition of species.
Well, like you said, there are multiple definitions, and we do have demarcation problems. That is a real, like, philosophical quandary. So the easiest explanation that's typically used, like in schools or whatever, is a species is a group of animals that live in the same environment that can reproduce and produce fertile offspring. So you get weird exceptions to this, however, like lions and tigers. They can reproduce and produce a hybrid, although they don't live in the same environment. Now, typically those hybrids are sterile, but I have heard that they have successfully produced, I don't know what you would call it, viable, fertile, I guess, lion-tiger hybrids. Hybridization is also common in the plant world as well. So plants that can be wildly different end up having some sort of hybrid compatibility.
Okay. Would you agree that the example you gave, the lion and the tiger, are both considered in the cat, we'll call it family for lack of a better word, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. They're both in the cat family, right?
Yeah, the Felidae, I think that's a family, yeah.
Okay. I don't speak Latin. It's a dead language. Because we can see the two in the cat family hybridize, does that make you believe that lions are related to potatoes?
So the way you would test that, because Darwin had this crazy idea that life has changed so much on our planet that, you know, entire species become something different over time, which would imply, it wouldn't necessarily imply that there's one universal common ancestor, but that was the idea. And then later we figured out how to, that when animals or plants, whatever, when something reproduces, there's a hereditary molecule. We figured it out. It's DNA. So then in the 20th century, it was time to see if evolution would pass this test. If we can see that there is relatedness and specifically a hierarchy of relatedness, mammals should share more genes in common with each other than they do with any other group of animals on the planet, so on and so forth. And that's exactly what happened. So do cats and potatoes share genes? Yes. Is that what it means to be related? Yes.
So you believe, for the record here, Your Honor, cats, the lion and the potato are related because they share some genes, okay?
Scientifically, that's the only thing we know about genetics. What it tells us is relatedness. And you can tell how closely related something is by how much the genetics diverges. That's how you would do a paternity test. That's how you could tell to what degree your dog is like a purebred or a mutt or whatever. And it extends across species.
So is it even possible in your onion planet, Peterson, that maybe the potato sends roots into the dirt and has to draw minerals out of the dirt? It has to have a code to tell it how to extract certain minerals to make a potato. And the lion has to eat certain things that contain these same minerals to build body parts that he needs. He has to, you know, keep adding gas to the vehicle. Could it be that they both have a common need for certain minerals? And could their genetic code similarities be a result of a common need for something? Or is ancestry the only way it could happen? They have to have a great-great-great-share a great-great-great-grandpa? Or could it be the same designer made them to meet the same needs?
If life on this planet has a common ancestor deep in the past, then that means that there would be, like, whatever's conducive to life, whatever works well for life, the absorption of minerals, like we have carbon-based life on this planet, not silicon-based life. It's been proposed that that's possible. But chemically speaking, perhaps carbon just simply is the best. And in the competitive environment of the biosphere and all these other geobiochemical cycles that interact together, certain things are more conducive for life to other things. So that would carry across even vast stretches of time toward organisms. So if there are some things, like there aren't very many things that potatoes and cats have in common, But like the idea that it was a common designer that did it, and that it's not just the rules of biology, I don't really see that at all. How the idea of the designer is the better explanation, because that idea can't be tested in any way. It's just a declaration after we learned the facts of genetics. No creationist ever said, you know what? I bet we'll find a hereditary molecule and you'll be able to see all these crazy similarities.
Well, I disagree. I think it's been tested billions of times. They've always plant potatoes and expect potatoes to grow. When they crossbreed cats, they expect cats to come out.
Yep, that's
I
how
think it's been
evolution works
tested.
too, Kent.
So I think you avoided my question, though. Is there any other explanation for the potato and the cat having DNA structures that are identical? And some lines of code might be identical, just like some
Only
lines
one
of.
explanation has any evidence, and that's the idea of evolution over time because of what we learned about how genetics and inherited characteristics works and all that. The
So
design thing, there's no, you can just say that after the fact. It could also be unicorn farts that just made it look that way. I can just declare that with no evidence and no explanatory mechanism, but
okay.
I don't believe in things that there's no evidence for.
Your whole worldview is believing in things that there's no evidence for. There's no evidence for a cat ever producing anything other than a cat. There's no evidence for a
That's an
potato ever
idiotic
producing.
straw man of evolution.
I have a
Evolutionists
chart.
don't say
Here's
that it works like Pokemon or something like that.
okay.
I know that you know this because it's been told to you.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean I swallowed the garbage, okay?
Well, it doesn't mean you
Here's the chart
understood it
they
either, I guess.
Oh, I understand it. Yeah. Here's the chart they use
No,
in the public
because you
school
ask
textbook.
horrible questions.
It's my turn to ask questions, Your Honor. Here is the chart used straight from the public school textbook, showing the butterfly has a common ancestor with a frog and a sunflower and a shark, and the ancestor was an amoeba. This is not science. You said it's evidence-based. Where is the evidence for an amoeba ever producing anything other than another amoeba? Where's the evidence of an amoeba learning how to get wings and fly like a butterfly or swim in the water like a frog? Your chart shows that it happened. You want this to be taught to all the kids. All you have is imagination. See, just like I think God did it, made the similarity. You think, oh, over time it did it. You're living in an imaginary world. Where's the evidence of an amoeba producing anything other than an amoeba? They've tried in the laboratory, they can't make it happen. Where's your evidence to make me want to pay for this chart to be taught to the kids? Show me the evidence of where it actually happened. An amoeba produced a non-amoeba. Show me the
Okay,
evidence.
two problems. One, you're idiotic straw man. So here's like a family tree, right? So we have this generation and then this generation and then the one before it, so whatever. So if like you family tree, right? Can't like this make sense? This is just a clarification question.
Oh, I have a family tree. I had parents, probably you did too, and probably grandparents too.
Sure. When did the grandparents produce the grandchildren?
Well, this is a straw man you're bringing up here now.
No,
You're
it's
avoiding my
not.
question.
So, no,
You're
I'm not
avoiding my
avoiding
question.
your question. I'm just explaining the folly of your logic. Grandparents don't produce grandchildren, but that's not what a tree like this or like the one you're showing us tells you. It just tells you what is related and to what degree those things are related. For example, right here where my finger is, these are more closely related than these over here. So the first problem is nobody ever said that amoebas produced humans or anything like that. That's not what your chart says. I know that this has been explained to you. I don't know why you continue to say it, but if you can understand that this chart doesn't mean that grandparents produce grandchildren, they produce offspring of their own that then go on to produce other offspring, then there we go. Now, how do we tell the grandparents are related to their children? By testing their genes. And we've tested the genes of life on this planet. If no life on the planet outside, like outside of its own species or whatever, had any genetic commonalities at all, if the correlation was zero, that would have been catastrophic for evolution. It would have completely collapsed. But that's exactly the opposite of what happened. We share more genes with other great apes than any other form of life. And then we share not as many, but more with other mammals than any other form of life. And then we share even fewer with, you go birds, reptiles, amphibians, whatever, all the way down to the plants. So.
Okay. You avoided my question. Where is the evidence?
No, I did not. It's in the genetics.
Okay. Your grandparents produced humans.
Yep.
Those produced more humans.
Yep.
So I think if you trace your family tree back, you'd find they're all humans. This family tree that you want us to pay to teach to the kids in school shows an amoeba over, oh, upside down, no, an amoeba turning into everything today. And you're saying we see evidence because they have similar code. The question is, where, just take step one. I did not see your great-grandparents produce your grandparents, but I'd be willing to bet they were all human. Where is the evidence for an amoeba producing anything other than an amoeba? They make baby amoebas all the time. They had an experiment where they take bacteria, 8-hour generation time. They get born, grow up, get married, have babies in 8 hours. And they've done that ongoing experiment for about 100 years now. And they get tens of thousands, maybe millions of generations of bacteria. And they never change to anything but a bacteria. But you want me to believe on your planet, Peterson, that a bacteria or an amoeba could over slow steps because we can't see them. I think we can see all through human history. Humans make baby humans. Your grandparents were human. Now, I asked you, where is the evidence of just a single step, the first step of the amoeba becoming non-amoeba?
Right. I've answered that. It's in the genetics, but I'll do a better job of answering the question because you don't like my answer. Literally. The problem is it's so incredibly hard to address this without asking a question in return. But we agreed to the rules, so I will abide by the rules.
You can ask questions, but I think you're trying to avoid my question.
No, I'm not. So if it's okay with you, I'll do it. Do you think that evolutionary biologists think that the way evolution works is one day an animal gives birth to a completely different animal?
No, I've never said that either. You guys
accused me of that. Yes, you did. You said, when did an amoeba produce a non-amoeba?
Okay,
that's exactly your claim, your goofy straw man of evolution.
Okay, I'll try to make it real simple so you can follow it. Does this chart show the butterfly coming from the family tree root of an amoeba? Everything starts off as an amoeba. It starts at an amoeba. That's the family. The root of the whole tree is an amoeba.
No,
so somewhere along the line, it's not.
No, the amoeba is one of the branches at the base, but it doesn't tell you what the base organism is.
Okay. So was it a protozoa? Was it a single-celled creature of some kind?
A single-celled eukaryote? Almost certainly, yeah.
Okay. Where is the scientific evidence of that first single-celled eukaryote producing offspring that were other than a single-celled eukaryote?
So there are things in the past that we will never see happen. The question is, can we gather evidence in favor of a conjecture? We can. It's in the fossil record and it's in the genetics. I'd rather save the fossil stuff for next time because I think that's part of the geologic column, if that's fine with you. Because I don't want to diverge down too many different paths, but...
It's a good way to avoid my question for the fourth time. Where is the evidence of an amoeba
in the
genetics. Or a single-celled creature? So there's genetic evidence that an amoeba turned to a butterfly, and we should pay for this chart to be taught to the kids.
So for the Brazilianth time, you can test if things are related by looking at the genetics, and we see a very perfect nested hierarchy of genetic similarities, genetic relatedness across organisms and across phyla, exactly what you would expect if evolution is true. So that is the evidence.
So because there are similarities in the DNA code, therefore, one changed slowly over multiple millions of generations of slow steps into the butterfly. There are single-celled creatures with 16,000 DNA strands in them, 16,000 chromosomes in a single cell.
Okay. DNA gets duplicated. We know that.
Oh, and that's an amazing process. Woo-wee. And, I mean, the way it has to split the DNA and one loops backwards and goes through the special machine that relines it with the new one. You should study how DNA...
No, I mean, like, entire genes get duplicated. I don't mean the DNA double helix splits and gets replicated for mitosis, meiosis. I mean, entire genes get duplicated. We have multiple copies of certain genes.
Right. And that process happened with no designer. Nobody made it.
Correct.
Did somebody make the computer that you use?
Probably.
Did they write all the different lines of code to do all the different things computers do?
Probably.
Could any of those arise by random mutations and chance?
That's not how computers are done or are made, so I don't understand right. The irrelevant question.
Well, if computers can't make themselves through mistakes and mutations, why would you think a butterfly with its incredibly complex DNA code can be a result of mutations over trillions of years from an amoeba or a single cell?
Because that's what
creature?
The DNA evidence tells us.
Okay. So you observe this DNA similarity and conclude, without seeing it happen, you conclude that it must have happened in the past over millions of years. That's why I call it a religion. You believe that. You're welcome to believe it. I don't care what you believe. But to quit calling it science. Science, what we can observe, study, test, and demonstrate. You can't do it. Get a bunch of bacteria.
You can't
or
observe
an amoeba
the past, but you can make scientific tests of events that occurred in the past. This is how forensics is done, for example.
Uh-huh. So you believe we should all be required to teach that this chart is actually science. The amoeba, slowly over billions of generations, gained enough new information to become a shark and a sunflower and a frog and a kangaroo and everything else. I object. That's not scientific. That's your belief. We don't see
what's it. Not science. Oh, it's sorry. That's okay. Not my turn to ask questions.
Well, do it. Get an amoeba and do it again. Let me see it happen this time. Do it again. Why can't it happen? Why do you believe it could happen long ago and far away, fairy tale style, but we can't make it happen today? They've been trying to get bacteria to change to something else, and they can't get it to work. So why should I believe it happened in the past? How's a fossil going to show that?
So no evolutionary biologist thinks that evolution happens in this weird Pokemon sort of style that you've proposed. They propose instead that it is gradual changes over vast stretches of time. But like, for example, in order to go from single-celled to multi-celled eukaryotes, the idea that Lynn Margulis came up with of endosymbiosis was proposed. And then what did we find? That mitochondria, well, we already knew this, that mitochondria and chloroplasts, they have their own DNA. They make copies of themselves. The cell doesn't make, your cells don't make mitochondria. The mitochondria do binary fission, just like prokaryotes do. Maybe one day, a very long time ago, that sort of endosymbiotic relationship began. So that's a testable idea. And when we looked at the genetic composition of chloroplasts, we found it was remarkably similar to blue-green algae, exactly what you would expect. And then when we tested when we sequenced the genomes of mitochondria, we found it was remarkably similar to different types of prokaryotes. And we actually have now witnessed a new organelle, the nitroblast or something like that, a nitrogen-fixing organelle has now newly been identified to occur in some sort of plant cell, I believe it was. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. Well, you answered my question finally. You answered by saying maybe a long time ago this happened.
Yeah,
it's a religion.
No,
it's a
that's
religion.
A hypothesis, and then we look for evidence.
Just admit, Eric, I believe it happened long ago and far away.
Because of
can't
the evidence.
A
belief that has zero supernatural appeals literally can't be a religion. So I know that even you get that. So I'm not going to address this religion thing
really
again.
It.
It's
okay.
It's too stupid to deserve any more attention.
You are unwilling to admit that you believe by faith.
Nope, evidence.
That this happened in the past. You're afraid to admit you believe it by faith, because then you're going to lose tax funding for your religion to be taught in schools.
We've gone over the evidence, so what's your next question?
My conclusion is, could that same evidence be interpreted? Wow, maybe the designer designed all these different life forms to live in the same environment, to use the same minerals out of the ground or the same gases out of the air. To yep. do different things, respiration, cell duplication.
There's no evidence of that, though. It's just a claim. No evidence.
You missed my question.
It's just a
you
claim.
Missed me. Listen to the question.
Okay.
Could it be a designer did it that way?
Yes, but there's no evidence.
So yes, it could be that a designer did it.
Yes, but there's no evidence. It could also be. Yes it could no? also be that a different god that isn't the one you believe in made it that way. Well, there's no evidence of that
god
either.
Did it. Right.
Yeah.
I would say if I was to analyze the data, the lines of code to make Microsoft PowerPoint and examine the lines of code to examine to Microsoft Word, I would find millions of identical lines of code. I would therefore conclude they got to be related. One made the other. They both came from, you know, Morse code. No, the same guys wrote the code would be another logical conclusion. So you're unable to admit or realize that there might have been a designer who did it for a reason. We may not even know the reason yet.
Yeah, the problem is you don't have any evidence or a working hypothesis. You hijacked the scientific data after the fact. After all this was learned, you and I are lucky enough to live when we do now, and we know so much. You took all the evidence and after the fact said, this is how my God did. I did this in my opening statement, and I think maybe I'm a prophet because you're just living up to exactly the caricature of yourself that I drew up at the beginning.
Okay, well, I believe by faith that this book I'm holding right here is true, and it says they will bring forth after their kind, after their kind, after their kind, after their kind of every sort. This is all that's ever been seen. Now, Charlie Darwin wrote a book, The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races and the Struggle for Life. Do you think all the species Charlie Darwin envisioned, all the species changing into what at least no matter which definition of species you use, a butterfly is a different species than a sunflower. So, but you believe it?
No, I think Kent looked like he hit the wrong button.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.